Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today is podcast episode number 324 and the last podcast episode for 2023. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers, and it's Book Insight Friday. Talking about my last book that I will be publishing on Tuesday, December 26th, it is Alphabet City 12. So let's get into it because it's the end of the Alphabet City series and it is the 12th and last book. And you've met some important people and characters in these books who have lived in the community and are key components to the neighborhood. And this book is all about a town hall meeting with the police commissioner, governor, and mayor where some of your favorite characters will be returning and sharing their struggles with living in Alphabet City. And I bring back some characters who have left Alphabet City, but feel in their hearts to come back and share the truths of the inner city. The gang violence, guns, drugs, aura, and environment, the education system, school budgets, the mental, emotional, and psychological trauma of living in Alphabet City. You name it, it's discussed in this book. It's more of a start of trying to bring change to the community. Now, I always say that corporations control politicians. There's a lot of truth to that. But there are a small percentage of politicians who really want better for their communities. So I'm not going to throw them under the bus. Now, another character could have been introduced to the series, but I wanted to change things up a bit. I wanted to do something in a story that normally isn't written, and it's bringing others together. Also, town hall meetings aren't done much in today's society, and maybe it's time we bring it back a little bit more. Whether it's those tough and bad neighborhoods to even the better cities and towns in America. Because the media covers all of the bad in a neighborhood, but what does it take to change that? To give people who are trying to do better in their lives and live comfortably without struggle and having to keep their heads on the swivel at all times? How much do the people in power care about the bad neighborhoods? Now, there are some who do care. And then there's just some that are in there for their own gain and their own benefits. Sometimes you have to take time to decipher that. And it's unfortunate that not every mayor or not every governor really has the citizens of their specific city at heart or in their specific state. Because, you know, the mayors are city governors are more of the whole state, right? And sometimes in order to make things better, the people living there need help. And they need their voices listened to. And they can't do it all. And that's my goal behind writing this last book of the series. To get those in positions of power to understand that the kids deserve a chance to live a good life. And they're being penalized and kept from opportunities in life because of the place that they live in. They're also being traumatized on a daily basis. And I've seen my share of things. And I have friends who have seen their share of things. You know, the syringes on the ground and, you know, other drug paraphernalia around and, you know, certain things that they see in buildings and in staircases and elevators of high-rise buildings. Some of those real tall ones that go up to like the 20th floor. And then, you know, there's some that have the 7th floor, 10th floor buildings. And there's just a lot that goes on in the inner cities of America. And then there's those inner cities with houses. None of it's any better, you know, if you live in an apartment building or a house or whatever the case is. I made Alphabet City more of apartment buildings. You know, that real raw, gritty inner city feel to that. But, Not to say that Baltimore and Memphis and, Compton and, things like that, those are more of places where there are people living in lower income houses in those neighborhoods, And I haven't been to those places. I've seen it on TV. I've passed by in Los Angeles, some, not Compton, I would say Crenshaw, but it's nothing too great and it's nothing too glamorous, and it's why I wrote this book series. Now, did I cover everything? No. And I knew I wasn't going to be able to do that. And that's where another book series I will be working on in 2024 for that book series to be published in 2025. So, I'm going to drop a gem on you right now. I will be working on a 5-book series that will be published in 2025. And it will focus on young 20-somethings who graduate college and achieve one of the highest, forms of acceptance into society with getting a college degree and diploma. And we all know the education system and what it's about and what it consists of. But I'm not delving into that, but it is going to be focused on young Black women and young Black men. A few characters in place. And they will be telling their stories of what it took to get to the place of them graduating. So it will be focused on young Black men and young Black women in society. And it will not be just characters from the inner city. It will be also characters from the suburbs. And how it works with Black culture. So there's a lot of things that go on in Black culture that, well, a lot of the world doesn't see or doesn't hear of, but I've gotten my share of experiences and gotten a taste of what goes on, and I've heard my share of stories. So it's gotta go into book format. I do have book covers ready. I do have the name of the book series, all that stuff, but I don't want to delve into all of that too much because I need you guys to focus on Alphabet City series right now. So that's the most important thing. This book series was very challenging to write. I did spend pretty much all summer of 2023, which was at my old place, writing and working on this series extensively while managing a whole lot of other things, in life, but, nothing that I couldn't manage. And I will say that this book series has been very challenging. And like I've said in previous podcasts, you will not catch me writing another 12 book series ever again. That is something that I will not be doing. I have written 5 book series, 6 book series, and I was crazy enough to write a 12, and not that crazy anymore. So, I will be working on getting these books into audio format. That is a goal of mine next year. It is to record a lot more audiobooks since you are currently listening to me on a podcast. So just to give you the heads up, I do have audiobooks available, and you can go on my website from wherever you are and find me and get to my audiobooks. A Woman's Worth 1 and 2 are on Apple. I have A Woke Up a Black Man, Code Blue 1, 2, and 3, and The Struggles and Growth of a Man Part 1. That is on payhip.com/Jamel Crothers. You can click on audiobooks and you will find it there. I will leave the link in the description so you can find me easier. And there's a lot more coming for next year. And there are 4 books that I will be publishing next year, and that will allow me to hit my 60 book goal. I loved writing these stories about the inner cities. There's so many stories out there, so many great books about the inner cities of America and gang life and violence and things of that nature. But I went in a different direction by writing a long book series. And the beauty of it is that you don't have to read every single book. You can read certain books and certain characters that may interest you. And that is what's fulfilling for me in writing this book series, along with A Woman's Plight and A Woman's Worth, excuse me, and A Man's Plight series. Each book has different characters that you're meeting, so you don't have to read the whole book series if the subject content doesn't interest you. So that was the goal behind Alphabet City. It wasn't to just start the book series with LJ in part one and write about his whole life and write a whole series. I wanted to bring different characters, different age groups. You know, you're meeting Miss Evelyn Bates, who's in her 80s, but then, you know, who literally lived in Alphabet City for 70 years of her life. But then you're also getting the 20-somethings in LJ. You're getting Shamika and Jermaine, who are teenagers. You're getting Cheryl, who's raising Shamika and Jermaine as a single mother who lost, you know, her husband to violence in Alphabet City. You know, you're meeting so many different characters and so many different parts of Alphabet City, and they're all at different stages of their lives. So that is something that I feel I was able to accomplish, but I allow readers to dictate if I told the story well, or, you know, if I accomplished certain things that they were looking forward to reading. So this is my last podcast, as I said at the beginning of this episode, for this year. I always take the last 2 weeks off to enjoy the holidays. So if you do celebrate the holidays, whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, the New Year, all of that stuff, I just want to wish you a happy holidays. If you don't celebrate, totally understand, totally respect that. And I know the truth of a lot of these holidays that we do celebrate. And that's a whole nother thing. So I don't want to delve into that at the end of this podcast. I want to thank you for listening this year. It's been very fulfilling. I've been very, very intent. My full intent was to, you know, grow, you know, as a podcaster and, you know, bring content that is worth it. It's fulfilling. It gets you to think a little bit, allows you to get inside of my mind and what I think about, what I go through as a writer, as a podcaster, as an author. There's just so much to share. And if you have not listened to the past 3 podcasts, next year will be every other week with my podcast, so every 2 weeks. So I'm sorry, but there won't be 12 podcasts a month. There will be 6. It's for a good reason, because I'm working on audiobooks for next year. And that is very, very, very important to me. I have to get back into that realm. January 8th, 2024 is the date where I will be returning. That will be my first podcast of the year. It will surely not make sense for me to have my first podcast on New Year's Day, as I know that, you know, you will most likely be celebrating the new year. And, you know, for the gentlemen who listen to my pod, you most likely will be watching college football or the NBA. So listening to my podcast will most likely not be a priority to you, and that's okay. I totally understand. The Aquarian Mind Podcast.com is the website. Everything is categorized, so you can listen to previous podcasts if you want to. And anything that fulfills you, you can listen for the next, about 3 weeks until I return. I will be going back home and being in the cold for 8 days. So preparing for that. And when it's time to come back, I'll be running back here to 60 degree, 70 degree weather where I live. So I want you all to focus on finishing strong for this year, accomplishing the goals that you haven't been able to get to, making sure that you are joyful, happy, healthy, fulfilled, removing the negative energy drainers out of your life, starting the new year fresh, and knowing that you are destined for great things in 2024. I know that I am. I have plenty of great podcast content coming for next year, and I will be tackling a couple of social issues that I haven't really done as much as in regards to my books. All right, this is it. The last time you heard my voice for this year. So thank you and enjoy the rest of your year. Be good and go accomplish your goals.